And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. California continues its war on parental rights with Assembly Bill 495, cynically branded the Family Preparedness Plan Act. Legal experts are calling it a child traffickers and kidnappers dream bill, and they're not exaggerating. The legislation would allow virtually any unrelated adult to assume custody-like control over a child using nothing more than a simple affidavit, no background checks required. Attorney Aaron Friday warns that all someone needs is a piece of paper with some form of identification to walk away with your child. The bill's language is so broad it covers teachers, neighbors, and even strangers who claim a mentoring relationship with a child. Speaking of targeting children, a Texas lawsuit reveals the horrifying reality of unregulated abortion drugs. A man allegedly murdered his girlfriend's unborn child by secretly dissolving abortion pills into her hot chocolate. She wanted to keep the baby, but he decided, let's get rid of it. No consideration of her consent at all. The lawsuit highlights how abortion advocates have created a system where deadly drugs flow freely through online sellers, enabling predators to poison unsuspecting women. And the attacks that we've been reading about very rarely in mainstream media on people of faith, well, they continue unabated. 415 churches targeted by vandals, arsonists, and worse. In 2024 alone, that's down from 2023's peak of 485 attacks, but still represents an enormous assault on religious freedom. Meanwhile, Southern Poverty Law Center keeps Christian organizations on their hate map, providing all the inspiration terrorists need, and there is no accountability for the Southern Poverty Law Center at all. The anti-Christian bias extends into our justice system as well, as demonstrated in Baltimore, where Patrick Bryce received a mere slap on the wrist for brutally assaulting two elderly pro-life activists. The 28-year-old tackled an 84-year-old into a potted plant, then pummeled and kicked a 73-year-old in the head, leaving him with a fractured face and blindness in one eye. Despite facing up to 30 years in prison, the judge sentenced Bryce to just 1 year of home confinement. One of the men spent 3 days in trauma care, but apparently his suffering matters less than the attacker's sob story about having a bad day. However, there is encouraging news from Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis has partnered with President Trump to purge what they call ideological rot from higher education. DeSantis' accountability team terminated over 90 federal agents targeting diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, climate activism, and misinformation research. DeSantis said the Trump administration is working hard to get some of the rot out of higher education, the intellectual rot and the ideological rot. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.